Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sometimes
you feel like a
means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
All right, it's Dave Plyer and for Steve Cochran on this Labor Day Monday, 720 WGN. So Jerry Lewis, whose career as producer, director, writer, and movie star has spanned over seven decades, may be best remembered by older generations for the muscular dystrophy telethons he conducted every Labor Day weekend. That was what Labor Day was all about, guys, wasn't it?
Well, those started well over 40 years ago when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Now I'm dating myself.
No, it was more than that. The first telethon was in 1966. It was 51 years ago.
Was it that far back? Yeah. All right. I was in grade school, guys.
So in December of 51, Martin and Lewis, when they were together, they concluded their popular NBC show, which, you know, they did, with a special appeal to support MD research. So they did that from the very beginning. Now, in the mid-1960s, organizers of the telethon chose Labor Day to stage their event, as it was the only time frame made available to hold it in any of the Vegas venues that they had. That was just an open availability. And they thought that would fail because it was Labor Day and people would be traveling. Mm-hmm. But it ended up being some of the highest rated broadcast in the 60s and 70s. He continued. His first telethon, they made about $1 million. More than 2,000 performers from Bing Crosby, Jack Benny, Adam Sandler, the Friends cast have appeared on the telethon. Frank Sinatra, of course. Ed McMahon became the stalwart. In his first year, he was guest host for the first 10 minutes. The following year, he did 8 hours, and then he was the host, obviously, or co-host of the event for decades. By 2007, the yearly take was nearly $64 million, and the MDA said the telecast had raised $1.4 billion to fight the disease since it began. Musical acts, comedy acts, all kinds of performances. They kind of slowed down at the end. It was the Oak Ridge Boys and some B performers and C performers after all that. But one of the most momentous moments in history, and I know you'll know what I'm talking about, 1976, Frank Sinatra had just finished a song called Never Gonna Fall in Love Again, and he told Lewis, I've got a friend I'd like you to meet. And it was 20 years almost to the day. And I was watching a biography last night at 11 o'clock, probably when I should have been sleeping, about the fact that Martin Lewis, you know, Dean Martin, his agents, his wife at the time, had really pressured him and said, you know, you could be the Cary Grant of the movies. You could be, you don't need Jerry Lewis to do all this stuff. You could be the next big Frank Sinatra, the next big singer. You know, you could be doing this on your own. And he decided that they were going to break up.
Ways.
Yeah, and they both became phenomenally successful. I mean, Jerry Lewis even more so than Dean Martin did. But what happened on that day, 20 years after they broke up, Dean Martin holding a cigarette strode on stage. The audience exploded at the time, and Lewis was absolutely stunned. So I can't capture that on radio, but let's take a little listen.
Listen. I have a friend who loves what you do every year and who just wanted to come out. Would you send my friend out, please? Okay, where is he? We just send him out here. Come here. There they are, folks.
He jumped right in to the old Jerry.
You know, it seems like we haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it.
I'll show you guys to your room if you like. The lights are out upstairs, so follow me. Oh, he drinks a lot, this kid.
So you working?
I work 6 weeks a year at the Megum.
The Megum?
The MGM, yeah.
And 6 days I do a roast. And
would you excuse us a minute?
I just want to see the wires are all right.
Gee, it's nice to see you. No, I'm over here.
No, I had to come in because I had to, you know, I had to go, and this was the closest place.
You always have to go.
I always drink. You know?
I will tell you, just looking at Jerry's face during all this, he was like biting his lip, like he was like stunned that they were standing in front of each other because they were actually really close friends. And when Dean said, you know, that's it, I think it just left kind of a sad bitterness. I don't think they were really ever angry at each other.
No, they both said they loved each other. They never really were angry with each other or never on speaking terms. They just went their separate ways.
But even in Hollywood, you never ran into each other for 20 years.
It's interesting.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But the two spoke regularly after that reunion, like they, you know, on the phone, you know, and had dinner and stuff until Martin died in 1995. But he continued to host, Jerry Lewis, 16 hours of the telethon until 1999, where he would appear for the first 5 hours and then the last 5 hours of the telecast. And then they did a lot of pre-recording and stuff in between. But if we have time for one more clip, I want to throw one more out here. I know it's 6:30 already. One of the favorites was when Jerry wasn't well. He was pretty big. He was bloated a little bit because he was on all those meds and very overweight. And he was almost doing like a Tonight Show type of thing behind a desk. 1 year, and it was only 1 year he was in that bad shape, and he invited Don Rickles on the show to join him on stage, and Don was not only there to obviously make people laugh, but to make fun of Jerry and his current state of being.
Great.
So let's take a listen.
You know, the kids need help, but stop. Don't beg. Don't beg. You were a big star once. You got to remember who the hell you are. You don't have to sit there and beg for the kids in the wheelchairs. Let them live and be well. God will be good to them. But you don't have to stand here and have a fireman sit here for 8 hours, and then you sit with the $3 million, and they're walking around going, I'm busting my bed for the lousy $3 million. These guys, they give you the money gladly. How long have you had that? Anyway.
You had a twitch. There was twitching.
You don't have enough trouble. Now you got a twitch. Man's sitting there like a Jew whale, and he's twitching. Oh, as the old buddy, Ed McMahon, every night he gets up in the morning and punches Johnny Carson's picture. How you doing, big guy?
Good, Don. You're looking
good. I looked
at
your trail, and the booze is running down the stairs. We used to drink together. You didn't do that. You were busy chasing broads. Anyway, you folks don't know this guy. When he was with Dean, rest his soul, this man was in heat 24 hours a day. That's why he got the bad back and everything. Sliding off those broads all the time. Boom.
Sliding off those broads.
You're smiling at that? You were so big once. It's a funny business how you wind up an announcer for the heavy Jew sitting over here. Heavy Jew. Well, I know you've been sick and all, but it's a good gimmick.
Oh, man.
Hey, telethon, you know, every year it comes out the same with the tuxedo and the gum and the licorice and the book. Make someone happy. So he comes out here like a fat guy with no tie, bum, 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 and a mercy mission. And it's a good gimmick. It's catching on. But God bless, you're going to be well. I swear to God. Sit on the boat with the wife and the kid, you know, and you have that new wonderful child. How old is the child now?
11.
Yeah, that's... What's the other one in Illinois? He drops him by a train station. He's got five sons that are sitting home now going, where's the check? The hell with the telethon. We need a check. Dad, don't send us anything. But you're looking good, Jerry. You'll be fine. God bless you.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate everything you've said, Don.
Hey, where am I going? You know what I mean?
You're going back to the beach.
I'm going back to the beach. Sitting with the other Jews in the beach chair going, oh, That's what the wife does. She don't do that. She sits in the chair with the jewelry signaling ships.
A classic that still gets laughs. But we lost both of them this year. Lost Don in April and Jerry. And actually, just folks, if you're just joining us, we're going to have Bob Newhart join us at 7:20. He's going to actually be with us for a few segments, and we'll talk about his relationship with Rickles, because he was that was his best friend for probably 5 decades. They traveled together. So again, the late Jerry Lewis, he was given the prestigious Gene Herschold Humanitarian Award by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in 2009. His last telethon was broadcast in 2010, although he remained invested in the organization throughout the years. So again, a little tribute to the late Jerry Lewis.